It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good morning and welcome, everybody. It is Nate Lull live from Glens Falls Cool Insuring Arena. I don't know if I've ever done a basketball broadcast in the morning like here on WCDO. I can only think of maybe one other time, so it's fun to say good morning to you. And I know this is a little different than our normal programming, but we are so glad to have you along today. We thought this was a special occasion and was worth being on the air for this game for a few hours this morning. Again, I am live in Glens Falls, as it is the South Courtright boys. They're playing in the New York State Class D boys basketball state semifinals here today. If SK wins, they would move on to the state championship tomorrow evening at 5:15 right back here in Glens Falls. They are playing Hubleton this morning from Section 10, which is up in the Adirondacks. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. We'll take a quick break, and just want to say thank you to all our special sponsors. We'll be recognizing them throughout today's broadcast, and of course, Butler for being our tip-off show sponsor, and hope you're listening today as well on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU. We'll be back with more of the pregame show, South Courtright in the state semifinals this morning on WCDO.
At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, we don't just say we have a big inventory, we prove it every day.
Our brand new facility is just down the road on Route 7 and currently features over 125 vehicles, including a recent delivery of 30 Dodge Caravans.
You'll get top dollar for your trade-in and we'll even buy your vehicle. And remember, Butler Auto Sales has financing plans for every credit situation.
Our new facility also houses the Butler Service Department with brand new state-of-the-art equipment, experienced service techs, and very comfortable, spacious waiting areas.
Butler Auto will also pick up and deliver your car while you're at work.
So come browse the biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area or schedule a service appointment to get your car ready for spring at Butler Auto Sales, now in our new facility just down the road on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
And our display lot on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Shop 24/7. And fill out a credit app online at butlerautosales.com.
Don't take the chance that your lumber came from the rainforest. Buy local lumber produced by local labor from sustainable forests. Stop by Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley and Sydney for your every building need. From rough cut lumber to top quality flooring, trim, and cabinet stock, we are the builder's best friend. Choose from red oak, cherry, hard and soft maple, and pine. At Twin Valley, every piece of wood is hand-inspected and quality is guaranteed. Quality Hardwoods and Twin Valley, located about a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Good morning and welcome back. Nate Lull with you today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's our Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Make sure you check out their new location on Route 7 Riverside. It is absolutely beautiful. Make sure you check that out today. South Courtright boys are in the New York State Class D state semifinals. That's why we're doing this game here this morning. Very excited. This is the first time that SK has been back here since 2009. And if you remember, if you're a local basketball junkie like myself, that was one of the best teams we've seen in our area over the entire time that we've had high school basketball. 26-0 that team went and defeated a team from Long Island. They were the huge underdogs in the championship game and completed the undefeated season. And that has been the talk of South Courtright this week, reminiscing. That was the last time these SK fans were here in Glens Falls at the Civic Center, at Cool Insuring Arena. So it's brought up a lot of good memories. A lot of guys from that team have come up here today to watch SK in this semifinal game. And it's taken a lot for South Courtright to get here. They had to win not one but two regional games to get here. And so they are very, very excited to be taking on Hubleton from Section 10. And You know, I think back to a game that we were doing earlier in the season. It was the South Courtright boys against Hamilton. Hamilton was the number one team in the state in Class C. That was a game we did up at Richfield Springs, and we thought, boy, if you get to the state regional or the state semifinals, it could be Hamilton and FK all over again. Well, guess what? Upsets happen. March Madness, right, folks? And Hamilton lost to Cincinnatus, which is just over the hill from Norwich in Section 3. And then Cincinnatus lost to this team, Hewelton, from Section 10. So not the matchup we were maybe expecting in this game, but Hewelton is always a very, very good program. I think if you look in the mirror, these two teams are very similar. These two schools and communities are very similar to one another. In fact, the Hewelton girls defeated the South Courtright girls in the 2015 New York State Class D championship game. So these crowds have gone up against each other many times before this, as we've seen SK and we've seen Hewelton in the Final Four, whether it be for boys or girls, several times over the last 5 to 10 years. And both of these towns just travel so amazingly to support their kids. And, I mean, it's 9:30 in the morning on a Friday here. I think a lot of these people must have called into work, taken a sick day, taking a vacation day. I mean, there's kids here that, you know, maybe aren't going to school today, or they got the green light to take the day off. But the stands here below me, I'm way up in the press box, are really starting to fill up with the blue and white of South Courtright and the purple and gold from Hewelton. And even on the far side as well, fans continuing to trickle in. And this is the first game of the day, so it's not like there are fans left over or anything like that from a previous game. And fans starting to cheer now as both teams are going to come off the floor. We're going to get you set with the national anthem as well as some starting lineups. Really excited for this game here today. I had a chance to watch Hewelton online last week when they took on Cincinnatus. They're a good team. They get after it defensively. Very good shooting team from the outside. I'm interested to see. You know, both these teams don't have a lot of size on the interior. I think that they are both very much like each other. I think it's going to come down to rebounding and shooting the ball from the outside and who gets on the floor a little bit more. I think both these teams are very scrappy, so who is a little bit more scrappy today between SK and Hewelton? SK is going to be in the blue uniforms here today with the white trim, says South Courtright, and white lettering across the front of the chest. Hewelton is in the home white uniforms, has the purple and the gold trim on that side for the Bulldogs. Let's get you the starting lineups here before we take a break on our Butler Auto tip-off show. First for Hewelton and the Bulldogs. They start with senior number 10, Cole Rickett. Junior number 11, Nathan Mashaw. Number 13, a senior, Jed Crayford. A junior number 23, Lucas Thornhill. And a senior number 32, Tristan Lovely. On the other side for SK, we know these guys very well. A junior number 1, Troy Dienich. Sophomore number 11, he's the guy that makes it go, Connor Carino. Junior number 14, Adam Champlin. Junior number 15, Josh Anderson. And senior number 32, Logan Furman, for longtime head coach now, Aaron Kaufman. We'll take a break here in the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll be back with tip-off between South Courtright and Hewelton in the state semifinals today on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shenandoah Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Shenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members, can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shenandoah Federal Credit Union. Go to shenandoah.org. or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowe with you this morning on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. South Courtright boys are playing in the New York State semifinals here today. The winner will move on to the state championship game, which will be on Saturday evening at 5:15. Just a quick reminder before we get started here, we will also have the Franklin girls game on tonight at 6:15. They're playing back down in Albany, in Troy, at Hudson Valley Community College. Tip-off at 6:15. The Butler Auto tip-off show will be about 6 o'clock. We will bring you that game as well right here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Again, all courtesy of SFCU. So we are ready to go here in Glens Falls from Cool Insuring Arena. A rare morning game, but a chance to go to the state championship on the line. South Courtright going left to right on your radio dial, and Hubleton right to left. We'll jump it up, and Courtright will win the opening tip. They go to Connor Carino, ahead to Troy Dienich, and he is fouled on a left-hand layup right off the tap. Good tap there by Furman. He got up, was able to hit it to Connor Carino, then to Dienich, who went in for the layup and was immediately fouled. And foul's going to be on Jed Crayford there for the Bulldogs. And so Dienich is at the line. And how will both these teams shoot here at Cool Insuring Arena as Dienich gets the first one to go? You know, kind of a big open hockey arena. It looks very much like the Binghamton Arena. And we all know that sometimes these small schools, you get into these big arenas, can be tough to shoot. But Dienich goes 2 out of 2 at the line for SK. And we are underway in South Courtright as an early 2-0 lead over Hubleton. Bulldogs get it across midcourt again, going right to left. They try to go to the high post. It's knocked away. Ball is loose on the floor. Hubleton's able to save it, and they'll work one back over here to Tristan Lovely on the left side. Three ball now from the right for Hubleton is up and good for Nathan Mashaw. Three ball from that right side deep in the shot clock gives the Bulldogs a 3-2 lead over South Courtright. SK is able to beat the press ahead for Dienich on a good look there from Carino. And that makes it South Courtright 4 and Hubleton 3. We're a minute into the contest here. Bulldogs across midcourt. They'll beat the pressure. Knocked out of bounds by South Courtright. Anderson got his fingertips on it, knocked it away. Of course, we have a ton of special sponsors for today's game, including the South Courtright School and Community Organization, as well as Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals in Hobart. We'll be recognizing them throughout today's broadcast and tonight's Franklin Girls broadcast as well. Bulldogs with the basketball. A three on the left side is off the front of the rim. No good. Furman with a rebound for SK. The Rams are looking to run. Anderson, left side for a three, in and out, and the ball is tapped out of bounds by Hubleton and will stay with the Rams. Good look there from Anderson. He's one of the deadly shooters here for South Courtright, but it rimmed out. 6:50 to go in the first quarter, and South Courtright leading Hubleton 4-3 in the state semifinal. Inbounds play goes right back out of bounds. Bounced off of Furman's leg. He couldn't save it, and it'll go back to the Hubleton Bulldogs. I'm Nate Lull with you today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, the free audio today, is brought to you by SFCU. Hubleton breaks the pressure. They'll get into the paint here as they go right to left. A shot from in close is no good. Off the mark, and a rebound for Adam Champlin. Ahead for Connor Carino. Stripped of the basketball by Nathan Mashaw. Out of bounds will stay with the Rams. And how will Connor Carino do today? He's the sophomore sensation guard for South Courtright that has been electric all season. And what can he do here today to try to help the Rams? Deanich will be doing the inbounding for SK. They work it to the low block. Turnaround shot for the Rams. Furman hits it. Big shot there from Logan Furman. And South Courtright leads 6-3 with 6:25 to go in the opening quarter. Bulldogs with the basketball, again going right to left. In front of the South Courtright bench, Hubleton from a section 10 at the top of the key. They'll work it to the far side. Mashaw, another three, got it. From way downtown, Nathan Mashaw hits it there, and we are tied at six, and South Courtright's going to take a timeout. Actually, no, Hubleton takes the timeout. 6:10 to go first quarter. We're tied at six in the state semifinals on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
South Courtright with the basketball. Welcome back. We're tied 6-6 in the state semifinals. Live from Glens Falls, I'm Nate Lull. South Courtright boys and Hubleton from Section 10 up north. Hubleton has hit 2 3-pointers. SK has kind of chipped away at it from the foul line and some inside shots. Here's Furman on the left low block for SK. Shovels one over for Anderson, and he scores. And that's Josh Anderson off the pass there from the big man, Logan Furman. And South Courtright leads 8-6 with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Bulldogs break the pressure. Pass down low, and a block there by Anderson. And they're going to call the foul here on Anderson with 5:42 to go in the first quarter. And Anderson is puzzled as he looks up at the big board here. We're going to actually get a look on the replay. Boy, oh boy, that was a very clean looking block, but the Zebra crew thought otherwise, and this will send Hubleton to the line, and the first shot is up and good. This is Cole Rickett at the line for the Bulldogs. That's pretty cool getting to watch the replay up on the new Jumbotron here, as they've made some nice improvements to Cool Insuring Arena. Rickett goes 2 out of 2. The new Jumbotron, the floor looks very new as well here in Glens Falls. So we're tied 8-8 with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Here is Carino, breaks down his man on the dribble, now dishes to the right side for Anderson in the paint, and he hits it. SK shooting very well here, and they lead 10-8 in the state semifinals with 5:25 to go in the first quarter. Hubleton comes across midcourt. Bulldogs going right to left there in the white with the purple trim. South Courtright's wearing the royal blue here today with the white trim. Another three ball from the right side is short this time for Mashaw. Rebound for SK. Furman ahead for Connor Carino. Carino wants a three of his own from the deep on the right side, and he hits it. Connor Carino gives SK a 13-8 lead with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Bulldogs trying to answer, and they do. That's Tristan Lovely going coast to coast, and he finishes to make it 13-10. We got a little bit of a track meet right now. Carino breaks his man down off the dribble. Goes into the right corner. Dishes for Champlin. SK with the basketball. Carino back in the corner. Tried a three. It's an air ball as he had a hand right in his face. And the Bulldogs will pick up the loose change. 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Bulldogs will take it right inside. Right-handed layup, no. Rebound for the Rams of South Courtright. Anderson gobbled that one up. Carino ahead for Champlin. Down low. Got bumped. Goes to the far side for Anderson. To the interior. Tapped away. SK comes up with a loose ball, and now Hubleton will steal it. Back down the floor for Crayford. Wants to go coast to coast and somehow finishes. Crayford with a tough bucket in transition, and it's South Courtright 13 and Hubleton 12 as we're halfway through the first quarter with 4 minutes to go. Great game so far. South Courtright pushes one inside, and Champlin with the right-handed layup, and he scores. Adam Champlin with his first basket. And again, the track meet continues here in Glens Falls. It's South Courtright 15, Hubleton 12. 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Hubleton with the basketball. They want a three from the left side. It's off the right side of the rim. Taps back out. Bulldogs get the rebound. And a shot from inside is up and good. And on that rebound, that was Lucas Thornhill. Makes it 15-14 for SK. Back down the floor. Furman loses it out of bounds for South Courtright, and Hubleton will get it back. Both teams really looking to push it here in transition. 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lull. We want to recognize our special sponsors today, including Lasting Impression Landscape of Hobart, as well as Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart, and Don's Dairy Supply of South Courtright. 3:20 to go in the first quarter. It's 15-14. The SK boys are on top of Hubleton. Bulldogs with the basketball, going right to left. Here's Crayford. Steps in for a 10-footer on the baseline. No, Furman with another rebound. He's been so good in the postseason, windexing the glass for the Rams. Carino with a dime of a pass ahead for Dianich, and he scores. And Dianich has 6 points, and South Courtright leads 17-14. They've found some holes in that press, and they've been really able to exploit it. Bulldogs with the basketball, top of the key, into the paint now. A floater for Hubleton is good. Tristan Lovely scores, and it's 17-16, and this is a really high-paced, high-scoring game so far. Both teams are playing good defense, but the shots are falling. Dianich to the left side for SK with a pump fake, finds Anderson now. In the left corner of South Courtright, goes left to right. They'll work it back around the world to the right side. Three-point line extended. Furman zips it back across. Left side three for Anderson for Courtright. No good. Going to have a foul underneath on the rebound, I believe, on Hubleton. Yes, this is going to be on Cole Rickett. Pretty clean first quarter so far. Hubleton with two team fouls. South Courtright with one. And so they're going to put Crayford to the bench. And checking in for the first time here will be Jake Vanette for Hubleton. Rams will be doing the inbounding duty on the baseline. South Courtright gets it in. They find Champlin, and he is fouled on a baseline drive, and that's Cole Rickett again. Rickett, the starting senior here for Hubleton, picks up a quick second foul. And head coach David Bain saying he's got to be careful now for Hubleton. SK gets it in again. Carino lost it out of bounds. Dribbled it off his leg. Good defense there by the Bulldogs, and it's going to go back to Hubleton. Our score is South Courtright 17, Hubleton 16, with 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Friday morning basketball in the state semifinals here, folks. We thought this was worth bringing this game to you here today from Glens Falls. A lot of local listeners. Hubleton in the paint. A pull-up jumper is off to the right side, and South Courtright with a rebound. Some other special sponsors today include Lang Construction of South Courtright, as well as Bassett Healthcare's O'Connor Hospital in Delhi. As we come back down the floor, we have a foul here on Hubleton. So that's three straight fouls on the Bulldogs. I think I cursed them there after saying it was a pretty clean first quarter. Going to be a reach-in foul there on Lucas Thornhill. So SK will work it in again on the baseline, going left to right. To the left low block. Turn around, a little up and under for Furman. Oh, he missed the chippy. Got his own rebound, works it back out to Dianich. Dianich, the floater, in and out. And a rebound for Hubleton, and then a foul on South Courtright as they were jockeying for that rebound. With 1:35 to go in the first quarter at South Courtright 17, Hubleton 16. Boy, that was a great move by Furman. He went up and under, missed the layup, but got his own rebound, then kicked it back over to Dianich, who took it to the rim, and his shot rolled and swirled around and then popped out. So an unlucky break there for SK. Bulldogs will get the ball back. 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. South Courtright leading by a point, 17-16 here in the state semis. Right side of the floor now for Hubleton. This is Tristan Lovely dishing one off here for Nathan Mashaw, who's had those 2 3-pointers for the Bulldogs. Back to the left side. Straight away here for Vanette. Dribble drive, he gets stuck in traffic, kicks it back out. Down to 5 on the shot clock for Hubleton. They'll have to work one back out to Mashaw. Straight away, 3 hits it. Nathan Mashaw with 9 points for Hubleton on 3 3-pointers. And the Bulldogs lead 19-17. 55 seconds, to go in the first quarter. Now a steal by the Bulldogs. Back down the floor, Mashaw kicks it to the interior. They miss a layup there by Lucas Thornhill. SK with a rebound. Back down the floor to the left side here for Anderson. Skips it across for Furman. Wants to take it into the paint. And what do we got here? It's going to be a foul on Hubleton. And that's the luxury of having a big guy if you're South Portland, like Logan Furman, who is big and strong. He's like a lumberjack, basically, but he's also very athletic, and he can dribble drive and take other big guys into the paint off the dribble. So that's five team fouls now on Hubleton and two on SK. 37 seconds to go in the opening quarter. SK will get it in. They go to Furman. Wants to work it back out to Deanich. His floater in the paint, no. Rebound for Hubleton. They try to kick it out, and here's Mashaw back down the floor. Courtright trailing by two, 25 seconds to go, first quarter. Mashaw to the hoop, and a traveling violation there. And the ball actually got stuck in the rim as well. Carino's able to jump up and tap it out, but Mashaw got whistled for the traveling violation. And so here is SK back down the floor. They can play for the final shot of the quarter if they wish. Shot clock is off. 15 seconds to go in this first frame. Carino with the ball up near the Glens Falls, New York logo at midcourt. Going left to right. Carino stops and pops for three from straight away. Missed it. Got his own rebound, though. Puts it up and scores. Carino, the fundamentals of following your own shot, ties it at 19. A half-court shot is no good for Hubleton. First quarter in the books. We're tied at 19 in the state semifinals between South Courtright and the Hubleton boys. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter. Welcome back. I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. That's our web stream, and a bucket by Hubleton right away, as Tristan Lovely now has 6 points. A little spin move by the big man. And so they were tied 19-19 after a great opening quarter. Troy Deanich with 6 points to lead a balanced Rams attack so far. And now it is 21-19. Courtright trailing by two here in Glens Falls in the state semifinal. Appreciate you listening in today for some Friday morning basketball. A pass to the interior. South Courtright with a chance on the low block here for Furman. A lot of contact, and he's fouled, and Furman's going to go to the line. Now, if you've been listening recently, Logan Furman is the big guy for South Courtright. He has struggled in the second half of the season from the foul line. I hope I'm not jinxing him here. He's been working with longtime athletic director Bob Van Valkenburg, who coached SK basketball for many, many years before Coach Kaufman took over. And Logan hits the first one. Long story short is I saw Logan down there working very, very hard in warm-ups today, going through his routine, making sure that he hits some of these shots. We said down the stretch that they were going to need him to be good at the foul line, and he goes 2 for 2. That's going to give him some huge confidence there. And we're tied 21-21 early in the second quarter here in Glens Falls. State semifinals today between the South Courtright boys and Hubleton. Bulldogs with the basketball going right to left. It's tapped away, but they'll trace it back down to midcourt. They go to the interior here. Pump fake. Pull up jumper. No. Furman with the rebound. South Courtright's looking to run. Here is Carino across midcourt. Carino stops at the top of the key, goes to Furman on the far side, now to Anderson. Anderson to the high post, works it for Champlin. He wants a three. No, missed it. Wide to the left, and picking up the loose change is Hubleton. Back down the floor with Crayford. Crayford on a baseline drive, left side, takes it inside. A lot of contact, no call, gets the second chance. No, Furman with another rebound. He's like a vacuum cleaner in there. And the Hubleton fans and coaching staff wanted a call. They didn't get it. Carino steps through, can't get his left-handed layup to go, and a rebound for Hubleton. Boy, both teams have missed some chippies here early in the second quarter with 6:20 to go. Hubleton takes it into the inside, and another miss from point-blank range from Tristan Lovely. SK with another rebound. It's pretty much one and done on both ends of the floor. Both teams on the defensive glass doing a great job. South Courtright with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. We're tied at 21. Carino straightaway three, in and out, rebound for Furman. Takes it down low, and we're going to have a charge. Charge taken there as Tristan Lovely did a great job to plant his feet. Furman lowered the shoulder, and Hubleton will get it back. Want to thank all our special sponsors, including Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, Cohen and Fraser Builders, Rich's Auto Body in Franklin, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Marabito Energy Products, and Marabito Food Stores, as well as Sportsfield Specialties in Delhi. We could not be here without the help of our special sponsors, so we appreciate their support. Just under 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. We're tied at 21 between Hubleton and SK. Nate Law with you this morning on WCDO. As Hubleton has the basketball, they go to Lovely, far side now for Mashaw. Little dribble drive, and he hits it. His first basket that isn't a three-pointer. Mashaw has 11 points, and the Bulldogs retake the lead over SK 23-21. This has been a great game so far. 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Darren Dengler now in for South Courtright, the first substitute we've had for SK. They try a little pick and roll, and he lost control of it. Dengler couldn't hold on. Back down the floor here for Hubleton. Bulldogs with a two-point lead. And we're going to have a push-off here, I believe, by Hubleton. Yeah, going to be a push-off there by Mashaw. He was trying to take Connor Carino to the basket and kind of gave him a little bit of a forearm. I didn't think it was that much, but the officials say it was enough. And so Hubleton in a little bit of foul trouble here as SK brings it back down the floor. They're going to go to Deanich on the left-wing side. Now back to Carino. SK going left to right. They're in the blue with the white trim here today. Anderson skips one across for Deanich. Pump fakes on a three. Works one down low for Dengler. Lost control of it, going back to Hubleton. Dengler maybe a little cold coming off the bench here. He's had a couple, two balls slip through his hands in the early going. And Hubleton will get it back with a two-point lead. 23-21 in the state semifinals here from Glens Falls here this morning. Don't forget, we'll have the Franklin girls state semifinal later tonight at 6:15 back down in Troy at Hudson Valley Community College. Three ball here is good for Hubleton. Nathan Mashaw with 14 points now, and Hubleton with their biggest lead of the game at 26-21 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. SK with the basketball, back out to Anderson. He had his pocket picked, taken away by Crayford. Crayford to the hoop, he scores, and he's fouled. Crayford stole it from Anderson, took it down the floor, got the layup to go, and was fouled, and will head to the line. And Hubleton with 4:24 to go in the second quarter now leads 28-21, again, their biggest lead of the game. Well done there by Crayford. And he will step in looking to complete the old-fashioned three-point play from the charity stripe. His shot is good. And Crayford now with 5 points, and it's Hubleton 29, South Courtright 21. SK is going to take a timeout. We're going to step away again midway through the second quarter. Hubleton 29, SK 21. We'll be back on CDO.
At NBT Wealth Management, our 401k approach is focused on one thing, your business. Our experts will customize a plan, giving your business access to our extensive services. Plus, you get full fee disclosure with one easy point of contact. So see why NBT Wealth Management has a 97.5% customer retention rate and start meeting your goals with our guidance. Learn more at nbtbank.com/401k.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Your your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, a three ball for Connor Carino just went down in the left wing corner, making it 29-24. Hubleton trying to answer, and they do with Lucas Thornhill. And so Hubleton pumps that lead back up to 32-24 with 3:40 to go in the second quarter. Carino trying to answer from straight away. No. Rebound for Anderson. Kicks it back out to the interior for Deanich. South court right again trailing, 32-24. They go to Champlin in the right lane corner. Tried to go back up top for Anderson. It got tipped over to Carino for three. No, off the back of the rim. Champlin with a rebound. SK still doing a great job on the glass. 3:20 to go in the second quarter. I think it's important the Rams don't panic here. Down 32-24. Here's Anderson. Right side three, in and out. A rebound for Furman. Up off the glass. No. Kicked back out, and we're going to have a foul on SK. They got four chances right there on that possession and couldn't cash in. Can't ask for much more than that. And then a foul on Carino as he was fighting for that rebound. Some more special sponsors for today include DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, as well as the Delaware National Bank of Delhi. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter, and Hubleton leads South Courtright 32-24 here in the boys' state semifinals for Class D of New York State. Bulldogs with the basketball. They'll kick it to the far side. Another three. No. An air ball there by Lucas Thornhill and a rebound for SK. Back down the floor, and Carino tried to pass it to the left side, and it was tapped away. And the Bulldogs, with those quick, scrappy hands, they'll pull it down. 2:35 to go, second quarter. They'll work it out. Straightaway three for the Bulldogs. Too strong. A little bit of a brick there from Tristan Lovely. SK in transition. Carino tried to go to Champlin on the right baseline. Off his hands and out of bounds. It feels like SK is just pushing it a little bit too much there. If they just took an extra second, I think, to get just a touch more settled. I'm not saying don't go out on the fast break, but just settle down a little bit more. I think it could help. 32-24 with 2:15 to go in the second quarter. South Courtright trailing Hubleton here in the state semifinals. Bulldogs with a three on the left side. No, it skimmed the front of the rim there from Crayford, and Furman with a rebound. Tried to get an outlet pass, and it was stolen away. And a breakaway layup for Hubleton is good. Great hustle play by Tristan Lovely to steal that ball and take it in. Biggest lead of the game for Hubleton at 34-24. SK on the left side. Back to Furman. Now to Deanich in front of the Hubleton bench. Pump fakes. Gets into the paint. The floater there is blocked. And the Bulldogs come away with it. They'll look to bring it back down the floor. Hubleton across midcourt. Setting up shop. With a 10-point lead, and a timeout is taken here by the Bulldogs. 34-24, South Courtright trails late in the second quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud.
Stay tuned. In just a few minutes, we'll have our Marabito halftime report. Marabito has been serving the community since 1927. Some other special sponsors today include Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin, White's Farm Supply, also in Franklin, and the Kenneth L. Bennett Funeral Home in Franklin, and Oneonta as well. Minute and a half to go in the second quarter here in the state semifinals. Friday morning basketball in South Courtright trails by 10, 34-24. And Hubleton has the basketball. Hubleton from up north in the Adirondacks, section 10. Three ball here for the Bulldogs. No, they left it short. Let's see what SK can do. Would be huge to just chip it down to 8, 7, maybe 6. Going into the halftime break, I think would really give the Rams some life here. see what they drew up out of this timeout to try to relax and settle down a little bit. Carino comes off a screen for three. No, hit the back of the rim, went sky high. Carino gets his own rebound. The floater in the paint won't go. And another rebound here for Hubleton. Carino's just cold at the minute. 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Hubleton leading 34-24. Now the Bulldogs trying to put an exclamation point on this first half. They take it to the rim. They miss a shot inside by Tristan Lovely. Champlin gets a rebound. He's being hounded in there, and he's able to get it out with 30 seconds to go before the halftime break. And across midcourt, Champlin now straight away, backing up, 20 on the shot clock, 25 on the game clock. South Quaray can take their time if they want. Carino comes off a screen, tries to pass to the interior for Furman, and we're going to have a foul. And let's see, this is very important who this is on. Going to be on Mashaw. That's the third personal foul on Nathan Mashaw, and he has a team-high 14 points. That really hurts Hubleton there with 18 seconds to go in the second quarter. Mashaw is kind of shrugging his shoulders because it didn't look like much more than a touch foul. This sends Furman to the line. For South Courtright, his first shot is no good. Rattles in and out. Rebound Bulldogs. And Hubleton now can play for the last shot if they wish. Mashaw stayed in the game. He's just going to have to stay out of trouble here for the last 10 seconds if you're a Hubleton fan. Bulldogs with the basketball. Here is Tristan Lovely looking to break his man down. Takes it to the rim and scores. Tristan Lovely with 10 points. And that's going to do it. Halftime score, Hubleton 36. South Courtright 24. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Before we go, a couple other sponsors I'd like to recognize today include Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Stacy Frazier, as well as Taggart Electric in Franklin, Don's Dairy Supply of South Courtright, as well as Marabito Gresham Insurance, and of course, Butler Auto Sales of Sydney. Halftime score in the state semifinals here this morning, Hubleton 36 and South Courtright 24. We'll be back in just a few minutes with our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And with the arrival of spring, Barnard's has what you need for your lawn and garden, including vegetable and flower seeds, plant markers and starter kits, garden tools, rakes, hoses, grass seed, potting soil, weed blocker, and much more. The paint room is stocked with quality Valspar paints and exterior cabinet stains. Barnard's sells nails and screws by the pound, and they feature locally made Windy Acres maple syrup, maple mustard, and maple barbecue sauce, too. This spring, visit Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Waste Recovery Enterprises is now providing residential and commercial trash pickup to the Norwich, Morris, and New Berlin areas. To get reliable service at a low monthly rate, simply call Waste Recovery at 607-563-2616. Call for rates today, 607-563-2616. We also have all sizes of roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts. For affordable, reliable weekly trash pickup, call 607-563-2616 or visit wasterecovery.com. Now expanding services to the Norwich, Morris, and New Berlin areas. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more, Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 8 to 1.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lal here this morning, live from Cool Insuring Arena. You might know it better as the Glens Falls Civic Center. That's kind of what everybody has called it over the years. And as our halftime score of Hubleton 36, South Courtright 24, this is the New York State Class D boys basketball semifinals. We know that this is interrupting some of our normal morning programming. We'll be getting right back to that after this morning's game. But we thought, hey, this is a state semifinal. This is what WCDO is. This is why we're here, is to serve our local Tri-County community. So we thought it was very important to be here for this morning's game, but also tonight's game. The Franklin girls, for the first time in school history, are in the state semifinals. We'll be bringing you that game at 6:15. That's the tip-off. We'll have our Butler Auto pregame show at about 6 o'clock. So I'll be traveling back down 87, going to Troy, and it's at Hudson Valley Community College. So we'll be doing that game later tonight. So if you're looking for more basketball, we will certainly have it for you there. It's time for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Mirabito's been serving the community since 1927. At Mirabito, our people make energy different. Here is the scoring summary in the first half. We'll do Hubleton first. Really, the difference so far is they went on that little run about midway through the second quarter, opened up that 6-8 point lead. They've ballooned it up now to a 12-point lead. And SK just kind of went cold shooting the basketball. And I don't want to say they panicked, but they just looked a little rushed. You know, kind of that feeling like, oh, it's a little bit more than 2 or 4 points. Once it got into that 6- and 8-point range, I just thought they were pressing a little bit too much. And hopefully Coach Kaufman and his staff can get them calmed down for the second half. So here is our scoring summary for Hubleton. Nathan Mashaw with 14 points. He hit 3 3-pointers in that first half. Actually, no, four 3-pointers in that first half for Hubleton. Tristan Lovely with 10 points. Jed Crayford with 5. Lucas Thornhill with 5. And Cole Rickett with 2. Rickett does have those 3 fouls. And that's one thing I noticed about the Bulldogs in their win over Cincinnatus from Section 3 in the regional game. It's just a lot of good balance, a lot of good shooting from the outside, very scrappy. So they have shown that so far here today in Glens Falls. On the other side, for your South Courtright Rams, sophomore sensation Connor Carino with 8 points. He's hit 2 3-pointers. Troy Dianich with 6. Josh Anderson with 4, as well as Logan Furment with 4, and Adam Champlin with 2. SK shot the ball very, very well in the first quarter, and you don't always see that. Sometimes you see these teams, it takes them a while to get used to playing in a big arena like this. Not the case for these two teams. Hubleton has shot the ball pretty well in the first half. I thought SK went a little cold in that second half of the second quarter, I should say. But they've done a great job rebounding the basketball. I can remember those 2 or 3 possessions where they got 2, 3, 4 rebounds. They just couldn't get the putbacks to go. If they could find a way to start shooting a little bit better here, continue to rebound the basketball, I think they did very, very well against the Hubleton press. If they can just get some shots to fall, there's a lot of basketball left to be played. I'm sure that they can get back in this game. I want to thank some more of our special sponsors, including Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart, the South Courtright School and Community Organization, Lasting Impression Landscape of Hobart, as well as Don's Dairy Supply of South Courtright, and Bassett Healthcare's O'Connor Hospital in Delhi. And we can't forget Lang Construction of South Courtright as well. We have a long list of sponsors. They make it possible for us to be here. We have to pay New York State to come up and do these games, so we appreciate their support to help us get these games on the radio and bring them to you back home. We'll take a quick break here on the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Our score in the state semifinals, Hubleton 36 and South Courtright 24 on WCDO. We'll be right back.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Mirabito team today by visiting mirabito.com/careers. Mirabito, where people make energy different.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Your car. It's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU. Banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. We're set for the start of the third quarter here. And again, a special thank you to all our sponsors today, including White Farm Supply in Franklin, Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, Bassett Healthcare's O'Connor Hospital in Delhi, as well as Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart. SK has two quarters to save their season. If they win today, they would move on to the state finals tomorrow. That game will be at 5:15 right back here in Glens Falls. Hubleton is in the lead 36-24 to start the third quarter. South Courtright boys, of course, got to the Final Four of New York State in soccer this year, falling in the semifinals. This group said, "We're here to try to make that right. We felt like we let our community down." And here's a three ball right off the tip here for Anderson. He missed it short, and a rebound for Hubleton. So these guys are motivated to try to get to the final. They feel like they let everybody down in soccer. Hubleton taking it right to the rim, back down the floor for Tristan Lovely, and he scores. And that makes it 38-24. Can SK answer? Here's Furman taking it inside. Missed a right-handed layup. Did everything but finish there, and the Bulldogs get a rebound. Back down the floor they come, going left to right. At the top of the key here, they go left side, Crayford for three, no. Furman lets it roll out of bounds. SK will get it back. I think it's still important that South Courtright doesn't panic here. Yes, they're down, 38-24. Yes, it's the state semifinals. Yes, you want to make this right for your community. But you still got a lot of time left to be played. You played a challenging schedule all year. You're ready for this. See if the Rams can pull it off. One possession at a time. They go to the back door for Carino. Spin move on the interior. His shot won't go. Rebound for Anderson. Pulls it back out. Goes to Carino. Little dribble drive for Carino. Spin move. He fouled by Crayford. 6:55 to go in the third quarter. And Carino, with 8 points, will head to the line. South Courtright, of course, played some very big schools during the season. Johnson City. They took Johnson City to the wire. Played a very, very good Maine Endwell team as well that made it to the Class A state tournament. Carino's first shot at the line is good. So this SK team comes in battle-tested, but of course so does Hubleton. A school and a program for boys and girls that is here almost every year, it seems. Second shot coming for Carino is good. So Carino now with 10, that's a team high for SK. And it's 38-26 with 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Hubleton with the ball. Here's Mashaw, and he hits it. Right-handed layup for Nathan Mashaw, playing with those three fouls, but he has 16 points. And it's Hubleton 40 and SK 26. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. They go to Champlin at the top of the key. Champlin setting up the offense here as Hubleton is in man-to-man. Left side for Carino. Wants to throw to the interior. Comes off a screen. Wants to go to Furman. On the high post, they'll kick it back out to Anderson. Now 10 on the shot clock. Furman tries to go far side for Dienich. Ball out of bounds. Dienich wasn't expecting the pass there, and it's going to go back to Hubleton. With 6:18 to go in the third quarter. It's Hubleton 40 and South Courtright 26, and the Bulldogs are in full control right now. Can SK find a way to turn the tide and get the momentum back? Hubleton with the basketball going left to right. They go to the high post now. They're in the white with the purple and the gold trim. Bulldogs with a shot. Tristan Lovely in the paint. No. Rebound. Tapped away. Lovely got it back. Puts it up. Missed again. Carino into the land of the trees is able to get that rebound. Carino in transition goes to Furman. Somehow he caught that tall pass. And now we're going to have a push-off here on Dienich at the right elbow. What a save by Furman, though. That ball looked like it was going out of bounds, and he somehow went up and got that. Logan Furman will be playing college baseball next year at SUNY Cobleskill. He's a heck of a baseball player, and this South Courtright team is going to be very good this spring in baseball as well. A little up-and-under shot for Hubleton here. No, Furman with a rebound. The baseball team won Section 4 Class D as well last year. This group is just so good at everything they do. Carino to the right side. Pumps it to the interior for Anderson. Pull-up jumper for him is good. And maybe that'll get things going for Anderson on the right low block. It's Hubleton 40, SK 28, 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Pass back up to Crayford as Hubleton goes left to right. Now back to Mashaw straight away. Mashaw working on Champlin. Gets into the paint, tries to toss it up. It's blocked by Dienich, and SK gets a steal. One possession at a time. Ahead now for Dienich. Can he finish? Yes. And Dienich now has 8 points, and SK cuts it back to 10, 40-30, with 4:55 to go in the third quarter. Still a lot of time left. Here is Lovely across half court for the Bulldogs. Tristan Lovely to the paint, got it. Boy, that's tough. For anybody just listening at home, Tristan Lovely's basically built like Logan Furman. He's a tank. When he gets it into the paint there, he's very hard to stop because he's so physical. And SK trails by 12, 42-30. A shot on the interior by Champlin is no good, but he is fouled. And Adam Champlin will head to the line with South Courtright trailing 42-30 with 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. I want to thank our special sponsors, including Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart, Lang Construction of South Courtright, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, as well as Mirabito Energy Products and Mirabito Food Stores. Champlin's first shot is good. Bounced sky high, came back down, hit the rim two other times, and then went in for Adam Champlin. And that's the kind of role that you're going to need if you're SK. You need every bucket you can get your hands on right now. Second shot for Champlin, no. Rebound for Tristan Lovely. Boy, he's been tremendous. Lovely back down the floor here, the senior power forward. Again, into the rim, a little floater in and out. Rebound for Furman. He's looking to run. Numbers for SK if they can hurry. Dishing it off for Dienich, and he scores. Dienich is in double figures now with 10 points. And it's Hubleton 42, South Courtright 33. Timeout taken by the Hubleton Bulldogs. Again, 4:15 to go in the third. SK trails 42-33 in the state semifinals this morning here on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
SK is trying to claw back into this game. They're down 42-33 with 4:15 left in the third quarter. Nate Lull with you on WCDO. Some other special sponsors today include Kenneth L. Bennett Funeral Home in Franklin, Taggart Electric in Franklin as well, White's Farm Supply also in Franklin, as well as DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, and Butler Auto Sales of Sydney. Can't forget Rich's Auto Body in Franklin as well. We will have that Franklin girls game later tonight in the state semifinals down in Troy at the 6:15 tip-off. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Bulldogs with the ball. Out of the timeout, Mashaw for three. Yes. Nathan Mashaw with 19 points. Boy, that was a dagger there. And Carino will take it to the rim, back the other way, and he scores. Carino now with 12. Makes it 44-35. So they only gave a 2 there to Mashaw. They must have said foot was on the line. So a 2 from Mashaw and then a 2 from Carino makes it 44-35, as I said, with 3.5 to go in the third. You feel like SK is just one run away from getting back in this game. Crayford for 3 for Hubleton. No, he left it short. Carino was able to scoop under the hoop there and gather up that rebound. Carino in transition, the floater in the paint. Yes, for Carino. Shooter's touch there, hit the back of the rim, and then bounced in. And it's 45-37. Okay, they did give him the 3 on that. So they put the point back up on the board. Makes it Hubleton 45, South Courtright 37, with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. A little correction there. Mashaw, dribble drive for Hubleton. Pass down low. Crayford couldn't gather it up. Anderson doesn't take any chances here. Gathers up the loose ball before it goes out of bounds. Anderson finds Furman in the left corner on the baseline. As South Courtright goes right to left. A little dish off. Anderson underneath. Hit the bottom of the rim. Shot comes free. Hubleton back in transition. And Crayford goes up for a layup and is fouled by Connor Carino. Unfortunate down here to my left. Anderson had a chance at a layup, but the defense closed in on him and he couldn't get the reverse layup. He couldn't get enough mustard on it to get it up over the rim, hit the bottom of the rim, and then Hubleton took off. And this is Jed Crayford at the line, the senior forward here, with 5 points, as Hubleton leads 45-37. It is a sea of blue and white of the South Courtright fans and the purple and gold of Hubleton. Officials going over to the table here. And they're just making sure that they had the foul on the correct South Courtright player. And that is on Connor Carino. He's not in trouble yet as Crayford at the line gets the first one to go. Crayford now with 6. And every time South Courtright tries to climb back in, Hubleton has had an answer, whether it be a 3 or a layup or getting to the line and converting there. Crayford, second shot, no. Rolled off the rim and Furman with another rebound. Boy, he has been a monster on the glass. In transition, Carino finishes off the pass from Furman. Carino goes coast to coast, and it's 46-39. Folks, SK is back in this game with 2:25 to go in the third in the state semifinals here in Glens Falls. I'm Nate Lowe, and we're glad to have you along. Bulldogs with the basketball, taking their time. Some sponsors today include Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, as well as Cohn and Fraser Builders of Franklin and Unadilla. Hubleton with the ball, a little up and under for Tristan Lovely. No. Rebound tapped back out. Bulldogs will go back inside for Lovely, and he scores. Boy, he is so good on the interior. Tristan Lovely with 16 points. He's got like a little Dr. J finger roll and a baby hook in there that are really tough to guard. SK trailing 48-39. Here's Anderson in the paint. Turnaround jumper for him is good. Anderson with a clutch shot there. He's got 8 points, and it's Hubleton 48, SK 41 with a 1:40 to go in the third quarter. Here in Glens Falls, the state semifinals. Thanks for listening to us this morning here. We thought it was worth it to bring you this game, even though it's early in the morning here on a Friday. Here is Tristan Lovely to the far side to Mashaw. Takes it to the interior, and he scores. Mashaw with 21, and he has just been clutch for Hubleton. 9-point lead for the Bulldogs. It's 50-41. Pass to Anderson on the interior. He's fouled from behind by Hubleton. That was on Cole Rickett. And I believe that's going to be the 4th personal on Rickett. So Hubleton's going to have to go to the bench here. Crayford's going to come out, as well as Rickett. Coming in will be Jake Vanette, as well as Connor Phillips here for the Bulldogs. Just a reminder, we're going to have the Franklin Girls State semifinal game later tonight at 6:15, as South Courtright's going to take a timeout. Hubleton 50, SK 41. Late in the third, we'll be back on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Late third quarter, a minute 13 to go. South Courtright with the ball on the baseline underneath their own hoop. They work it inside. They find Furman off a pass from Anderson. They go inside for Dianich, and he scores. Great pass from Furman. It looked like he was going to shoot kind of a tough fadeaway jumper. Instead, dishes down low to Dianich, and he scores. Makes it 50-43 with a minute to go in the third. South Courtright trailing Hubleton from section 10. Mashaw for three, in and out. Rebound is picked up by Phillips. He puts it up and scores. Connor Phillips, fresh off the bench, with a great rebound for Hubleton. Makes it 52-43. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. What can South Courtright do late in the quarter here to try to chip away at it? Champlin at the foul line. He's stripped. Ball sky high in the air. Champlin got it back. Finds Furman down low. Reverse layup is good. Furman scores, and he's got six. Makes it 52-45 with 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Can SK get a stop here? On defense, this would be huge. 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Trying to stop the momentum of the Hubleton Bulldogs. Directing traffic. This is Mashaw with the basketball. Down to 8 seconds. Mashaw wants a three here. He pulls up, it's blocked. Dianich gets it. 3 seconds left. Ahead for Anderson. A three at the buzzer. No. Front rimmed it. But SK is back in this game as we go to the fourth quarter. It's Hubleton 52, SK 45. And we'll be back on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. South Courtright heads to the fourth quarter, trailing Hubleton 52-45. Connor Carino nets 16 points for the Rams so far today, and we're down to 8 minutes. Can South Courtright save their season and go to the state championship game tomorrow, right back here at Glens Falls? The winner will play at 5:15 tomorrow in that state championship game. Hubleton leading 52-45 over South Courtright. Mashaw tries to take it to the rim as Hubleton had the opening possession of the fourth quarter. A shot is no good. Rebound, Dianich of SK. Courtright takes it to the interior, knocked away. Ahead for Mashaw, and he scores. And Mashaw is fouled by Connor Carino. Mashaw now with 23. That's a game high. Unlucky break there for SK. Dianich was going to the hoop. He was stripped by Tristan Lovely. He had a long outlet pass ahead for Mashaw, who took it to the rim, and then Carino and Mashaw went piling into the padded backstop of the basket. Mashaw at the line hits it. And Mashaw, the junior guard, has been tremendous. He's got 24 points. And the Hubleton lead is back up to 55-45 over South Courtright here in the state semifinals. 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Left wing for Carino. Pump fakes. Wants to take it on the baseline. Pull up jumper. Good from an impossible angle. No, they're going to wave it off. They're going to say it was out of bounds. Carino, as we're going to get a look at it on the replay here, shot it pretty much up over the backboard there, and I think they're just saying that that was out of play. Like a shot you'd see in the driveway for Carino, and he got it to go. So SK comes away with nothing there, unfortunately, as that shot was waved off. Here is Tristan Lovely, wants to take it inside, and he scores. I don't know about that one. He had his arm all over Furman there to hold him off, and Hubleton leads 57-45. Carino fires a three, missed it, tries to save it in bounds, and they're going to say he stepped out. And Courtright is frustrated at the moment with 7 minutes to go. Trailing 57-45. A timeout's going to be taken here by SK. And, yeah, they're talking to the officials about that push-off there. A little too late now. They trail 57-45 with 6:59 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter. South Courtright trailing 57-45 here in the state semifinals. Trying to save their season. A timeout's going to be taken by Hubelton here. They were chasing a ball into the corner, and it got tied up, and instead of losing possession of it there, they decided to take the timeout. Smart move there with 6:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Hubelton leading 57-45. We'll keep it right here. Want to thank our special sponsors today, including Shandello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, Rich's Auto Body, also of Franklin, White's Farm Supply in Franklin, and the Franklin Railroad Museum. A lot of these sponsors also will be supporting us tonight during the Franklin girls game in their state semifinal at 6:15. Some other special sponsors include the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart, Don's Dairy Supply of South Courtright, and Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals in Hobart. So the SK boys trailing 57-45 with about 6:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Do the Rams have some magic? Again, a lot of these guys said they had a tough break in the state semifinals for soccer, and they wanted to try to get back here and make that right, and I think they're going to have a great baseball season as well. This group trying to get to the top of the mountain here in Glens Falls. It's a very difficult thing to do. Out of the timeout, Hubelton with the ball. Here's Tristan Lovely taking it inside. It's knocked out of bounds, and it's going to go back to SK. Lovely tried to go inside, and Furman said no that time. You're not going to give you that push off on that possession. 6.5 to go in the fourth, and SK back down the floor. Here's Carino, right side, wants to try to take it to the interior, missed the shot, tries to get the rebound, but Phillips was there. He's provided some big minutes off the bench here for Hubelton. They had a couple guys in foul trouble. 6:15 to go in the fourth, and Hubelton to the right side. Furman at midcourt, going one-on-one here, playing some tough defense on Tristan Lovely. They're trying to create stops here. Three ball for Hubelton, yes, on that far side for Lucas Thornhill, and he has 8 points. And Hubelton has pumped this lead back up to 15, 60-45, with 5:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Carino, comes off the screen. Spin move for Carino, he lost it, and Hubelton will come away with it. Back down the floor, Bulldogs with the basketball. Here is Mashaw, stripped, Dianich comes away. Dianich in transition. Going to try to take it to the rim himself, and he scores. Dianich now with 14, and he has had a nice morning here for the SK Rams as they trail 60-47 with 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Hubelton is going to pull one back out. Here to Mashaw up near the scorer's table on the right wing. Into the corner, Thornhill again for three, in and out. Rebound for Phillips, and he'll pump it back out. The Bulldogs will have control of it. Bulldogs to the right side. Here is Tristan Lovely. Hubelton with a jumper in the left corner is good. Jake Vanette, his first basket of the contest, makes it 62-47. Then SK throws it away. They tried a home run pass for Furman, went off his hands and out of bounds. And with 4:50 to go in the fourth, Dengler's going to come back in. Troy Deanich to the bench for SK. Still some time left, but the clock slowly starting to work against the SK Rams here in the state semifinals. In the backcourt, here is Mashaw. Splits two defenders, finds Phillips down low, and he scores. Connor Phillips now. And now a steal by Hubleton. They lead 64-47 after that bucket by Phillips. Here's Lovely. And he is fouled as he tries to get through a double team. And all the momentum right now is with the dog pound. That's what they call the cheering section here for Hubleton as their boys try to get to a state championship game. Bulldogs will have the basketball in front of their own bench, looking to do the inbounding duties. Here's the team foul situation. SK with four. And Hubleton with three. So if SK wants to put these guys on the line to try to shorten this game up, they got a couple more fouls to give. Here is Mashaw up near midcourt. Tries to dribble behind the back. Carino with a steal. Carino in transition. Left side takes it to the rim. Can't get the left-handed layup to go. Furman with a rebound, and he's fouled. Furman definitely into double digits on the rebounding here today, much as he has been for a lot of this season. He just has that will. He wants that basketball. He's going to go get that basketball, and he's been tremendous. So Furman will head to the line. He's got 6 points here today and cannot get that first foul shot to go. Since starting the game, shooting the ball so well, Courtright has been streaky ever since, having times when they were red hot and other times where they were ice cold. Furman's second shot, no good, gets his own rebound. Up and under. Shot won't go, gets another rebound. Furman kicks it out, finds Anderson, right side three, off the back of the rim. Hubleton with a rebound and a foul on Champlin, who was jockeying for position there. With 4:08 to go in the fourth quarter, Hubleton leading 64-47, and you couldn't ask for more effort there by the Rams. Furman with three rebounds alone just on that possession, and it just didn't go their way. The foul on Champlin is going to give it back to Hubleton. On the floor on the right side, Bulldogs have it. State semifinals here with under 4 minutes to go. A steal by Furman. He slipped at midcourt, and Hubleton gets it back. Unlucky break for the Rams. Tristan Lovely takes it inside, and a foul by Champlin. Furman with a great hustle play there, stole the ball at midcourt. It looked like maybe one of those logos was just a tad bit slippery there. They have the sponsor logos on the floor. He slipped, and Hubleton got it back and was able to take it in for a layup opportunity. And they didn't get the bucket, but they do get the foul. And here is Tristan Lovely. The 6'4 senior forward cannot get the first shot to go. Our special sponsors today include Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin, White's Farm Supply in Franklin, Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Stacy Frazier, as well as the South Courtright School and Community Organization, and also Sportsfield Specialties in Delhi and the Amphenol Corporation in Sydney. Lovely's second shot is good, and he has 19. 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter, and Hubleton leads 65-47 over the South Courtright boys here in the state semifinals. A special Friday morning presentation of sports for you here on CDO. Inside shot for South Courtright won't go. A steal, but a foul, I believe, on SK. Yeah, it's going to be on Logan Furman. And for these seniors that have worked so hard to get here, you hate to see it end like this if SK cannot come back. A lot of these guys will be back next year. Deanich, a junior. Carino, a sophomore. Anderson, a junior. Champlin, a junior. Furman is your lone senior in the starting lineup. You feel for him because he just works his tail off so hard. Again, he's going to be playing college baseball next year. I'm excited to see him play on the diamond this spring for the Rams. Shot here from Tristan Lovely is no good, but it bounced all the way back out to him at the foul line. And Hubleton now is just trying to milk some clock. They go to Crayford. They'll work the ball around, trying to book a date to the state championship game tomorrow. Bulldogs with the ball. Coming up on 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. SK pressuring, but not fouling here. allowing the Bulldogs to work it around. Five on the shot clock. They go to Mashaw straight away for three, and he hits it. Mashaw with 27. And what more can you do if you're SK? You made Hubleton work for that shot. They took it with 2 seconds left in the foul shot, and they bury a three. Here's Furman on the baseline as SK trails 68-47. Carino, three off the back of the rim. No, Furman with a rebound. Chased it down. He just wants that ball more than anybody else. Hubleton got it, tapped it out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Rams. Again, don't forget we'll be doing the Franklin Girls State semifinal game tonight at 6:15. 6 o'clock for our Butler Auto pregame show. That game is going to be down at Hudson Valley Community College in Troy. A steal on the inbounds by Hubleton. And a timeout is going to be taken here by the Bulldogs. With 2.5 to go, it's Hubleton 68, SK 47. And we'll be right back with the conclusion of this game on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 2.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and Hubleton leads South Courtright 68-47 in the state semifinals as we start to come to the conclusion of this game here. Some special Friday morning sports programming. Wanted to bring you this game with one of our local teams making it this deep into the state tournament. It's always a special time of year. Hubleton with the basketball on the baseline. Now they'll work it back out as they go left to right. Looking to book a date in the state championship game tomorrow at 5:15. Jumper here for the Bulldogs is no good. Back down the floor they come with 2 minutes to go. Now to Champlin. Left side three for Adam Champlin. No. Rebound for Connor Phillips of Hubleton. Hubleton girls defeated South Courtright 61-54 back in 2015. One of the first years I was at WCDO. I remember watching that game. It was my first chance of seeing Hubleton and how they support their teams. It's very much like we support our teams down in Section 4. The whole town is here. Minute and a half to go, and Hubleton is on top 68-47, and they're just trying to work some clock here. 10 on the shot clock. They'll pump one back out here to Tristan Lovely. Takes it into the paint, blocked there by Anderson. In transition, back down the floor here for Furman. Stripped to the basketball by Hubleton. Good reach in by Lucas Thornhill to punch it away. Bulldogs will have it. That last possession, Anderson with a great block there on Tristan Lovely. You just wish maybe that had happened a little earlier. If they'd been able to stop some of that dribble penetration there for Tristan Lovely. And maybe if Nathan Mashaw was a little colder today. 27 points for Hubleton. He's been tremendous. South Courtright kind of backing off here now, and Hubleton's going to call a timeout with 46 seconds left. They're going to get some substitutes into the game here as they'll be going to the state championship game tomorrow. A fantastic season for the South Courtright Rams, as we'll keep it right here during this timeout. Want to thank some more of our special sponsors, of course, Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals in Hobart, Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart, and Bassett Healthcare's O'Connor Hospital in Delhi. Stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll be giving out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game, brought to you by NBT Bank, Rabideau Gresham Insurance, and ACO Brands of Sydney. You feel for this SK team. I'm always so torn when I come up here for Final Four weekend. You're so excited. You want to see the Section 4 team win, but at the end of the day, you have to realize that in each class, AA down to D, only one team is going to go home happy in any of these brackets. It's just a fact of life. And even when you've made it this far, sometimes you go home disappointed. But you can't hang your head. This is a tremendous season for South Courtright, continuing the tradition of great success across all the sports that they have there, soccer, basketball, baseball. This group in baseball this spring should be tremendous. They went undefeated last year and didn't have a chance to go to the state tournament. Three ball here for Hubleton out of the timeout is no good, as both teams have put some substitutes in, and a rebound for SK. SK went 12-0 in baseball last year during the COVID-shortened season, won the sectional championship. You wonder, could they get back to states in basketball as well? They made it in soccer. They made it in basketball. Could they make it in baseball? That would be fun. 20 seconds left. A three ball for SK. Owen Byrne in the corner. No. Rebound for Hubleton. And the Bulldogs are 10 seconds away from going back to the state championship game. I say going back because the girls and boys programs have been so good. And that'll do it. Hubleton 68, South Courtright 47. The Rams season is over. You feel for these seniors. Logan Furman getting a hug at midcourt from some of his fellow teammates here. He left it all out there today. Easily in double digits for rebounds. I know the underclassmen wanted to get it done for him. Very tough day for him, but nothing to hang your heads about if you're an SK fan or an SK player. We'll be back with the postgame show coming up here on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Cool Insuring Arena. A really cool moment here. Each team gets an individual chosen for the Sportsmanship Award, and they gave it to Logan Furman, the South Courtright big man. Finishes with 6 points. He was an animal on the glass. We talked about it all morning, and he just got a standing ovation from the Courtright crowd. And he waved his hand up at the crowd. You can tell he's upset right now, but also a great senior season for him in soccer, a great senior season in basketball. We'll see what baseball holds down the road for him. Again, he'll be playing in college at SUNY Cobleskill, a tremendous young man. Wrote a lot about him in an article back during the soccer season on natelaw.com if you want to check that out. Well deserving of that sportsmanship award here today. Let's go through our final scoring summary as, again, 68-47 is our final score here, with Hubleton defeating South Courtright in the state semifinals this morning. We appreciate you listening in. I know it's a little different than our normal programming, but we wanted to support South Courtright here today, much like we'll be supporting the Franklin girls tonight in the state semifinals at 6:15. Scoring first for Hubleton, 27 points for Nathan Mashaw and 19 from Tristan Lovely. They were both really, really good today. Came as advertised. Lucas Thornhill with 8, Jed Crayford with 6, Connor Phillips with 4 off the bench, and Jake Vanette with 2 for Hubleton. On the other side for SK, team high 16 for Connor Carino, the sophomore sensation, 14 for Troy Dianich, 8 for Josh Anderson, 6 for Logan Furman, and 3 for Adam Champlin. To conclude today's broadcast, let's get into our three awards. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports right here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We're going to go with Connor Carino today from South Courtright, 16 points. He was hot early, was hitting those shots, and then when SK made a run, they chipped it right back down to about a six-point deficit. That was all due to some hot shooting by Connor Carino as well as Troy Dianich. And so we will give Connor today our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. If you happen to be a Hubleton fan, just because we cover South Courtright all the time, we will give our three awards to the Rams. Hubleton obviously deserving of many awards. I know they always have their local radio station here. I've gotten to know those guys pretty well over the years. I'm sure they're going to have a lot of awards for the Bulldogs. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'm going to go with Logan Furman for this today. Again, he was a beast on the glass. He got that sportsmanship award. He was really, really tremendous and just hustled, scrapped, got on the floor. He was very, very good. I've also seen that they are giving Connor Carino some kind of an award down there. I believe each team usually gets some sort of a MVP as well as the sportsmanship award. So make sure I'll make sure that I check back on those and put them up on my Twitter page as well. So we will give Logan Furman here our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Finally, today, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season. Happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll go with Troy Dianich today, 14 for SK. I thought he got some big buckets when they needed it and just does a little bit of everything. He's that sneaky guy that always is there for a rebound, there for a steal, or there for a layup. Doesn't get the credit he deserves, so we'll give Troy Dianich the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award today. A huge thank you to Craig Stevens, Rob Ray, Jim Tomeo, our whole staff back in Sydney for helping out today. Craig was our in-game producer. We appreciate that. All our special sponsors, again, we will be thanking them again tonight for helping us to bring the Franklin girls state semifinal game at 6:15. I'll be traveling back down the highway to go to Hudson Valley Community College in Troy, as it is going to be Franklin girls taking on Sherman. Sherman is from out in the Fredonia area in way far western New York. They are in Section 6, so it'll be Franklin and Sherman tonight here at 6:15, again down at Hudson Valley Community College. Butler Auto tip-off show at 6 o'clock. We'll be thanking all our special sponsors. Had a great time here in Glens Falls. Wish I was coming back tomorrow, but a heck of a season for SK in the books. Again, Connor Carino leads the way with 16 points, but SK falls 68-47. In the New York State Class D boys basketball semifinals. We're going to get back to our regular programming now. We'll have lunchtime with the oldies coming up with Craig Stevens. We'll get a check of the weather, and we'll see you later tonight here on WCDO Sports.